Jesus told us that his Holy Spirit was more important than he was to us. Did you know that Jesus did not come to save us from sins? He came to fill us with his Holy Spirit. He had to die for our sins so that we could be cleansed and made acceptable to his Holy Spirit. Some believers in Christ Jesus do not believe in his Holy Spirit. Not really. Yes, they acknowledge the Holy Spirit as the third person of the Godhead, but they really never give him the time of day. Who and what is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is eternal God, who manifested himself in Christ Jesus. Jesus is the body of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of Christ Jesus is the essence of who Jesus is. Jesus is the spirit, soul, and body of God. Jesus does not come to live inside of us. His Holy Spirit lives inside of each of us who are born again. But having the Holy Spirit inside us does not empower us. We must be baptized in him. Baptism is immersion. When he is not only in us, but we are in him, we experience spirit baptism. Many Christian denominations do not believe that being baptized in the Holy Spirit is for us today. Their unbelief prevents him from baptizing them, as the Holy Spirit is a perfect gentleman. The result of not being spirit baptized is that the believer does not have the power of Christ Jesus to do his works. We need to willfully and purposely spend time with the Holy Spirit in prayer. Prayer is to prepare so that we leave the prayer closet empowered to go out in the faith of Christ, to speak the words of Christ, and do the works of Christ. Note how ecclesiastical polity was already appearing in the church, as religion has always had such. This is likely a result of the fact that there are two types of adherents, the casual and the committed. The gift that is in you is the Holy Spirit. Here Paul says that the gift is received by prophecy and the laying on of hands. When we look at what Jesus said in Luke 11:13, we see the pure, non-religious way of receiving the Holy Spirit, and that is by simply asking for him. You see, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ Jesus. Isn't it reasonable that Christ, who said, "Abide in me, and let my words abide in you," would come to you when you ask him to? When we turn faith into form, we are changing the object of faith from Christ to that form, and so becoming disconnected from Christ. This was the case in Judaism, where only the high priest could enter the Holy of Holies, the presence of God. And so the Catholic Church moved further into religion and away from intimate, personal relationship with Christ Jesus.